Oh, Lord. Well, I feel like we've been on a long journey together, so thank you for accompanying us on that. A good journey. I'm gonna do a song that's a little off topic, but I got a letter about 7 years ago from a man named Herman Wallace, and he was in solitary confinement. At that point, he had been in solitary confinement for about, I think, about 34 years. 34 years in a 6x9 cell. And he was part of a group of three men called the Angola Three, being held prisoner in Angola, Louisiana, which used to be a slave plantation, and then it was turned into a prison and run like a slave plantation. But these guys were organizers in the prison, so they, in the early 70s, after being arrested for some petty crimes, and they got framed for murder of a prison guard. One of them was released. Herman was not released until the day before he died. And he sent me this letter, and I thought about this song for about 6 years and finally wrote it about a few months before he passed. But I'd like to sing it and send it out to him and to all the victims of the criminal justice system, racism, classism. Called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening and hard to swallow. I'm sitting underneath that hanging tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. A poor man's gallow in the middle of the woods, saddest tree that ever stood. My friend, I heard you tell of slavery's end, but have you heard of mass incarceration? That old Jim Crow, he just keeps getting bored with a new hanging rope for the black man's scourge. Old Man River, what do you know about a plantation they called Angola? The devil spawned a prison there. It's the saddest farm that ever lived. Yeah, your great granddaddy, he worked that land with shackles on his feet and on his hands. He built them levees, he chopped that cane. He died in the mud in his chains. And now you stand where he once stood. Shackles on you are the same. And all them lynchers are gonna be damned when out of that mud walks a brand new man. We'll be right back. Messiah, so they'd do any damn thing they could to keep you. You and your brothers from spreading the word, the gospel of freedom and the black man's worth. 40 years in solitary, consider the man that they just can't bury. I got this letter in my hands, saying tell this story when you can. He's gonna rise, he's gonna rise. I tell y'all, all them lynchers are gonna be damned when Idaho walks a brand new man.